Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on The Bachelor. Katie's Bachelorette season cast pictures are revealed. Who will make the cut and who will go home first? All that and more. It's the most exciting cast preview ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
And we are going through all of Katie's contestants this week, which I'm actually really excited about because I've been seeing them here and there. But this is one of my favorite things to do is, you know, talk about guys.
Listen, I love judging people based purely on their photos.
Perfect. I think we're all in agreement. And there's nothing more fun. I mean, like, this is the fun of the show. Like, I think we sometimes forget, and Bachelor kind of goes into like so many different nooks and crannies of society and pop culture and, you know, all these, you know, separate issues. But we all got into this for the same reason, to watch hot people cry, right? Like we didn't.
Yeah, there's something about seeing a hot person cry that makes it less sad and more entertaining. You don't want to see an ugly person crying.
No, because then you feel bad and then it's like,
It's like
double sad.
Now I need to know what people think when I cry.
You know? I've never seen you cry because you're a badass.
And you won't, so. okay, but before we get into that, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at BachelorPod. You also should be rating, reviewing, and subscribing and sharing on your Instagram story. Jared, you've been doing an amazing job at putting that out there because people are sharing on their Instagram story.
It's the most... I saw someone like on TikTok, like, I don't want to listen to your podcast. Like, that's it. It's just an easy opinion because it goes against someone. It basically, who's more fun to make fun of than the innocent? Hey, you know what would be great if you checked out the thing I love? Like, it's easy to make fun of that person. So let's not put ourselves in that position. Make it your Instagram story. Tag us. We'll send you a like. And what that does is it makes it so you don't have, you know, we don't want to beg you. We don't, you know, I'd rather beg you to do something I know you won't be annoyed doing, which is just fucking post it on your story. I don't want to say, I'd rather beg you to do that than to beg you to like, hey, can you please listen to this podcast? No, you don't. And you're not going to do that. That's just not it's not a attainable ask. The attainable ask is for us to say, make it your Instagram story. Let people know about this show because we're all looking, we're all judging just like we're doing today.
That's right.
I have a few things before we get into judging these people, if you guys don't mind. I want to set this up.
Set it up.
I think there's things to talk about. I do a preview myself every season. This is my first time seeing these people, and it's based off of the interviews that they give. This one that we're using, let's first start. What are we using, Kay?
Bustle. We are looking at Bustle's article about it. It's called Meet Katie Thurston's Bachelorette Contestants.
And let's just be clear. The only information released from ABC is the name, the picture, and the hometown. And maybe what they do. I don't even think it has fully what they do on there.
So it's basically Candace, Cordelia Smith, and Savannah Walsh went and scoured the social medias and found these people and made assessments. We're not going to really read their assessments. We're just here for the alphabetical order more than anything. But the link is going to be in the bio of this episode. So if you want to kind of the fun part of this is scrolling along with us so that you have the pictures in front of you. The one thing that we all know from previewing these seasons is there's different archetypes every season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So these are things, and you guys can add to this list, but I kind of put down a short list. There's always football players. Former professional athletes is a thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I think we were kind of talking about before. I don't believe that they apply. I think they're recruited. The former I can't imagine a former NFL player taking the time to apply to be on a reality show unless there's somebody coercing him to do
so. Unless they're benching, like warming the bench for years and years, and they're like, you know what, just fuck it. Put me somewhere else where I can embarrass myself.
or their manager or assistant or agent. Like, I would think maybe there's a junior agent in charge of filling out these things for people that are going to be like out of the league soon. They're like, we got to find a way to make this person money because they're still on the payroll. The agency got paid off a contract. They see there's no contract in the future. They're like, how are we going to keep this guy making us money? So then they go through, because you're right, Chris. The packet to fill out is like a book. Like,
it's also the
we've made fun of casting, but
the first question they ask you is your height, and then the second is your weight, is the first thing on Bachelor.
First,
and I'm like,
first.
Are you goddamn kidding me? They're like, we need to make sure that you have less than 1% body fat before we continue on with this application.
Well, the athlete also fulfills the Cinderella aspect of this show. If we really want to like talk about it, like good looking, just like you said, in shape, height and weight. So we're assuming an athlete is going to fit a certain
money
height, money,
mm-hmm, money.
They've made, so you just assume any athlete has enough money to not work and just service his wife all day long. Like
this service his wife.
Yeah, like, but this is like, because some people watch this show.
I feel like this
show,
is Kay's dating profile. Just looking for a guy that's happy to service his wife.
Who shall serve me all day long? Yeah, Kay's dating profile is in an English accent. But I'm serious. Some people, like, we kind of come from the world of, like, we make fun of the show. We have fun with it. But there's some people that are like, they meet, they fall in love, they get married, glass slipper, right away in a chariot. And it's like the athlete kind of thing can serve that dream for a lot of people, I think.
Oh yeah.
Well, I feel like a professional athlete can do whatever they want, kind of. Like they can be like, he's a douchebag, he cheated on me, but he's on a professional team. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
He plays for the Bills, so, you know, that's what pays the bills, so I'm cool. Yeah, like, there's pros and cons, but I think also the question of, like, so how does he make money is, like, taken out of it. Like, I've always thought they should have a billionaire as the Bachelor.
Yeah, like, that is an actual eligible man.
The richest one has been that prince, Lorenzo Borghese. He was worth, like, $50 million.
See, that is what I would want to see. And they kind of did that, like, Joe Millionaire, but then he was, like, the whole premise of Joe Millionaire was he was a fake billionaire or something. So,
can you imagine?
I can't imagine finding that out after, like, doing whatever I could to, like, marry someone. And then the other thing is doing the mental gymnastics of, like, no, it's not for the money. I actually do like them. And it's like, well, you're here initially.
Well, he's poor. Yeah. And then you're like, well, fuck. You have to, like, wait and date for, like, 2 weeks before you can break up.
Yeah, it would be, I guess, if they brought a millionaire on, it would just be so, you'd be here for the wrong reasons.
You would be. Do you know who else was? Emily Maynard, also, I was looking this up the other day, was a millionaire at her season begin. Because her husband, remember her husband?
Oh, died.
Passed away.
Died, or I don't even know if they were married yet, but they had a kid together. So he was rich. And he passed away and left her his money.
I think it would be a great twist if someone in the cast of The Bachelorette was a millionaire.
Ooh, yeah.
Like how? So it's like kind
of
like
sort of
finding,
like Kit being definitely like Kit so having like this empire.
Like if you just know, like, and one of these women is a billionaire, is the heir to the Walmart fortune. You figure it out. And then you just, like, you have no phone to Google. So you'd be like, so have you ever been in a private jet? You know, like, just asking.
I feel like if I was,
figure out.
If that was the case, though, I would walk in to Matt James' season and be like, it's Kit. Like, immediately.
Immediately.
Be like, men wearing all the designer stuff to,
well, that's
like,
the thing.
Breakfast.
Straight men wouldn't look and go, hold up your purses. Let me just say, like, no straight dude wouldn't. Like, I don't think Matt James thought he was ready to get married after being in a 4-month relationship once. So I don't think he's sitting there being like, knowing the designer fashion.
Well, then there's other types of guys. The guy who's applied multiple times.
Never does well.
Never does well.
Never does well. And they always, that interview is always a little sad where the guy's like, well, I've applied, like I watch every season with my group. Like, and you're like, dude.
And like, they're all married and yeah. They have kids. So I'm watching by myself. And one of my buddy's wives said I should apply. So
yeah,
here I am.
And they're always coming from like a house that like has like a just finished basement in a suburb. Like it just like they have this like look to them.
That was the dream growing up, low key, like was having a finished basement.
Oh, God. I remember the house I grew up in, like, I would try and make the unfinished business basement finish. Like, I would just, like, hang down there just to be like, yeah, I can make this work.
You know? We
like,
could do this.
My parents have, like, a nice bar in their basement. It's, like, the nicest room in every Burns' house is the basement.
Immediately,
my brothers both did too. Like as soon as they bought a house, that was the first thing they did. Like the roof needs to be replaced, but they spend all the money on renovating the basement into a bar.
That feels very Pennsylvania to me. That feels very because
Albany is pretty tomato tomato.
Center Pennsylvania. Like I went to Penn State, so like we would do these canning weekends. Where you go and like raise money for, you know, dance marathon, and you'd stay at these people's houses, and one of, you know, every house it was just like this basement with like a bar that like a dad was oiling down the railings every night, you know, like
my God,
you know, like it just all had that look.
Speaking of oiling down the railing, should we get started?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Do you like that transition? That
was
good.
What a transition. What
one more, a couple more archetypes is the sister who nominated you. There's always a guy with the alleged sister who forced me on.
Derek Peth.
Yeah. The alleged sister. And then the former veteran.
Yes.
There's always a lot of veterans. And then, for some reason, Tampa St. Pete seems to be the epicenter of every bachelorette contestant.
And San Diego, there's a lot.
San Diego.
San Diego's the Tampa St. Pete of the West Coast.
California by far has produced the most bachelor contestants, but they also have they're a very populated state. So
it's a big state.
It's like New York, Texas, and California have provided a lot of.
I'm telling you though, Tampa, St. Pete, like that area for every, like if you've ever been there, everyone just looks like they're like working out for the bachelor or bachelorette. Like they're like, just like preparing.
No.
Just my
working
God.
Out all day. That's all they're doing. That's what they're working out for. Everybody's at the gym and it's like,
there's also
this year.
If I was going on the bachelor or the bachelorette, that's all my job would be to work.
My God.
Like you have, I mean like, cause you're going to be, the problem, and this has happened anytime that I've like been around any bachelorette contestant, is like they are like, they're legitimate like Captain America. You know, like they have, so you just look like the before picture. Like
it's also crazy because it's like purely, it's like for purely just the way you look. Like my friend that was on Survivor, he all he did for like the 3 months before he left was work out. But that's like, cause that's what you have to do on the show.
Mm-hmm. For Bachelor, yeah, that's actually preparing
to look good. Also, there's always a musician of some kind.
Oh, musician, yeah.
And there's always a jobless person that calls it something else.
Yeah, that'll say like the costume that they came in. It'll be like shark or like tickle monster. And it's like, just say he doesn't have a goddamn
just
job.
Just say unemployed, baby. It's okay.
I was looking at the other day. They used to list someone as a Bachelor super fan. If they didn't have a job.
Bachelor super fan. Yeah.
Which is more depressing than unemployed, honestly.
Way more. Like, it's funny to find out what people think is less embarrassing than unemployed. Like Queen Victoria felt that being queen was less embarrassing.
God bless her.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Any more archetypes that you guys can think of?
I mean, we'll probably end up getting into them.
We'll stumble across them,
or maybe
I'm sure.
like cast members that look like past cast members
absolutely.
Like the same vibe to them, which is a great segue.
Absolutely, let's get into the first guy,
which is a great segue into Aaron. Remember, we are on Bustle's website right now, going through their list, but Aaron looks like Dale.
Aaron does, very little. I don't
know. Very little. I think it's the eyebrows and the light eyes.
Eyes and the eyebrows. And because I get this a lot with anyone with thick eyebrows. Everyone's like, you guys are twins. And I'm like, no, you know. And
what?
Yeah.
We just go to the same threader.
I get so many DMs of any overweight woman with good eyebrows. People will DM me pictures of her and be like, you look exactly the same.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, we literally look nothing alike except for being fat with good eyebrows.
Here's my favorite part about Aaron right out of the box is that his t-shirt is right out of the box. It still has the creases from when you unfold it. This is something that this is like my why I love The Bachelorette is like there's multiple men that like I feel like connected with. Like I feel connected with Aaron right away just for him being like, no, the shirt fits. I'll put it on for the photo shoot. And that's it. And then 10 minutes later.
He bought that at Target on the way there.
Yeah, literally. And he's like, no, this is the good color I want to go with. I like purple or whatever this is. And there's the crease on his right shoulder. You can see this is recently on.
It goes all the way down. And you can see it on the other side, too.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. I'm surprised there's not like a deodorant stain on the bottom. Wait, is it?
There is. Look on the bottom.
On the bottom left?
On the bottom right, I think.
By his hand?
Yeah, you're right.
God bless him. He's 26.
Yeah, no woman. Women are literally buying Rent the Runway like brand new, like 7,000 outfits for this picture. And this guy tore open a Hanes package.
Not even wearing jeans. He's wearing
joggers.
Drawstring joggers.
I'm
this should tell people. This, like when people are like, hey, I don't think he came on to get married. None of these guys are thinking about marriage. This guy couldn't even fucking put on a belt.
Yo, this guy is not looking for a wife. He's looking for a mother.
Yes.
A nanny.
He needs someone to iron his blouse.
Yeah.
26 from Walnut, California, which is ironic because our next guy, Andrew M, is from Walnut Creek, California.
What this do we think of Andrew M's look? Because I'll leave this.
I think we have
guys.
A first nighter here. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. This guy cannot handle this. He looks too farmer's marketing.
This show will break him, and definitely I mean this is definitely the first.
I just love the idea of this guy listening to it. Kay's opening line about him is that he will be broken by
he
this
will
show.
Physically this show and mentally
will break him.
He's got a wiry Wells body.
I mean, I like the photo. I think it's really funny at the photo because it's definitely like the first time he's ever had like taken an Instagram photo. He hasn't posted for sure since like 2015.
Yes.
And he was
private.
Like,
he has a private Insta background. It says,
I call
all
this
of them
type...
are private until they like the show, I guess.
I call this type of guy a Instagram ad dude. Is what I call.
Oh yeah,
and
that's all it's gonna
be. He's just bought everything off of everything on his body is bought from an ad that he was served on Instagram. His watch, his sweatshirt. He's a bonobos bro.
This guy, his
olive pants. He basically looked at the model on bonobos and was like, "I'll just take that." And you see a lot of these in New York City where it's like there. It's an indistinguishable like. I'm on my way, post-college grad. I'm going to grad school at night.
Yeah.
I've let the mannequin tell me exactly what I should wear. And sometimes I take trips and sometimes I don't. And this is something that, again, just like you said, it'll break him because it is way outside of the world that he is currently living in.
Yeah, he seems like that, like a nice, he would be a nice guy, but then once you get to know him, he like mansplains a lot.
Oh.
Like, I feel like he's the type of guy that I'd be like, oh, I like him so much. And then I'm like, oh, he thinks I'm stupid. And he's not going to pretend like he doesn't think I'm stupid.
I'm fucking dying over these descriptions because obviously since they don't know that anything like actually about these people, it's so like, it says, Andrew appears to have a thing for Bruce Lee. It seems to be the contestant's words to live by, like, allegedly.
Because he has a quote in his bio. Mine would be like, it says fat slut in his bio, so assumedly he's a fat slut.
He likes to eat, and he enjoys the company of men.
I'm done.
Well, I like that. Here's what I like about Andrew, indistinguishable Murray Hill bro. He's from California, but he's also 31. I'm always... I hope, keep that in.
I thought I had
keep
you on mute.
No, keep that in, please. Chris blowing his nose.
I literally thought I pressed mute, and then I saw your faces as I did it, and I was like, fuck, I never hit mute.
That was a cartoon nose blow. That was like a horn. Like that. They wouldn't even use that in a cartoon because they'd be like, that's too unbelievable.
My allergies are kicking my ass, okay?
I love it.
Dumb boy. Wow.
I always like when they age up. If 30 and above, I'm always for.
Oy vey. I'm up for 30 and above, too. Clearly, I'm 30 and I'm blowing my nose while recording a podcast louder than a cartoon.
You just aged yourself.
Sean, leave it all in.
Leave that in, please.
Okay, so now we have Andrew S., who, here we go. We have our he's cousins with a former... Oh, he's cousins of Clay Harbor.
And they look alike, kind of, too.
They have the same broad shoulders, same build.
So Clay was on Becca's season of The Bachelorette.
And
I remember
in Paradise.
And in Paradise, but God, he was boring.
Former football player.
Well, yeah. I remember him in Paradise because it was like an iconic scene where he was dating, quote-unquote, Lacey. And he was like, I'm really into her, whatever. But he obviously was not. And she was like, talking about how she had to go because her grandfather died. And he was like, totally. Like, I'll wait for you. Like, when you come back. Like, totally. And then he like goes over to the group and they're like, what happened? And he's like, I don't know. Her grandpa died or something. But he, like, she said grandma and he said grandpa or vice versa. Like, it was just so rude. And then she came back and he was like fully dating another girl on the beach.
Wasn't it Nicole?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, it was Alea. Right?
I don't think she was ever on Paradise.
Yeah.
No, she was on Pete's season. She never was on Paradise. There hasn't been Paradise since then.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh, it was the girl that looks like Alea. Angela.
Oh, you're right.
Angela. I was like, God, I remember him being with the girl with really pretty hair. No offense to Lacey, but I don't remember her hair looking like... like that. Okay. Anyways. So Andrew's cutie's from, what is it?
Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan, Illinois. He's good looking. He's cute. Seems like a very, like, just average bro.
Yeah. 26.
Yeah, he seems nice. I, the, there's nothing speaking to me to or fro. You know, I have no, do you know what I mean? Like, I have no, like, no feel.
No feel. I thought he had a hair tie, like a hair tie around his wrist, but I think that's just a bracelet. I thought
or
we were
watch,
saving,
maybe?
Like wearing our hair ties where I could ride around our wrist. I was like, well, that's cute. I don't think you're putting your hair up, but you never know.
Those bracelets are usually worn by assholes. They're because there's a certain type of them that there's the bracelet that is just the decorative. I wear a bracelet, which fine. But then there, I don't know if this is the type, but there's the type that has like the rock on it that's supposed to like bring you down to earth or like center your zen. And you're like, dude, get out of my fucking face. I can't, yeah. I can't deal with you right now. Yeah.
It's like you spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a pill, okay? I don't believe any of that shit. That's like, wear it on your wrist and it'll make your insides feel better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I take cholesterol medication once a day, okay? I can't listen to
all right, to this you next guy, Austin, he's 25. And it got this first time, the second I saw him, I was like, where do I know him from? And immediately, of course, down here it says that people have compared him as Jersey Shore's Pauly D and American Horror Story's Evan Peters.
Oh my God, that is kind of exactly what he looks like.
Spot on.
He does look weirdly like Evan Peters in his face.
It's the eyes.
That's weird.
It's the eyes. What do you guys think of the one chain look?
I think the chain and the goatee are both, I bet he fucks good.
Are they all wearing the same shirt? Wait, Aaron, Andrew and Austin all have purchased the same shirt, just in different colors.
Maybe. Wait, you're right. Well, maybe this explains something that the person that comes to do the photo shoot is like, that shirt ain't going to work here. Like, did they prepare so little that they didn't even have their own shirt?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
This does look like.
That's the same shirt. Anyways, the one chain look. I mean, first of all, this fits his arms not as great as the shirt fit Andrew's.
Well, the thing is, they're different looks.
Less of a pump.
Like, Aaron and Andrew are, like, they're jocks, so to speak.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he hangs with the jocks but never plays any of the sports. And, like, this guy has the look of, like, Chris, you said, like, he looks like he fucks well.
Or he says he does, you know? Like, he prides himself on it, whether or not he is good at it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe doing, like, thirsty dances on TikTok. Like, I could see him getting on TikTok and being like, yeah, chick, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Watch me find
Just
out
really
he's, like,
good
a librarian or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, even his picture, it's like him hanging outside of like a school building. Like it does, like he's saying, like he feels like someone that I would see outside of school and he'd be like, you're going to class early? And I'd be like, no, what are you talking about? I get there late. Yeah, no, I get there late all the time.
He's like, smoke this with me.
Yeah.
And I would be like, okay.
Okay, now we have Bao, which let me tell you what, this man...
This is a male model.
Hot. But I remember when we posted about him on our Instagram, there was one girl, I said something about him, and then one girl was like, actually, I went on a date with him and he was a douchebag. And then all these other girls chimed in.
Well, he looks like a douchebag. Let's be honest about that. Nothing about him says I'm not a douchebag.
This is the funniest part, and it tells you something about like the male-female dynamic. Like, women go on The Bachelor and you really don't hear from their exes. Like, their exes Mm-mm. have like all disappeared. This girl went on one date with Bao and she's like, douchebag, watch out for this guy. And it's like, what, did he split the tab? Like, what, give us, you know, like, why do we have to do the story? Like, why does another country have to be heard from, you know? But Kay, would you like, when do you deserve... And I guess the word deserve might not be right, but when is it allowable to go and take to the internet with your story of an ex because they went on The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Like, When are you?
Oh, no. Like, I don't know.
One date. I don't try, like, one date, get out of here. Everyone can have a bad one date with someone, even the nicest person in the world.
I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think, first of all, appropriate. I don't think I would ever, like, out that if I had a boyfriend go on the show. I don't know if it would just feel weird. But I think you could talk about it if they were your ex, like, husband. Or, you know,
or
something,
if he did
like,
something, like, really bad.
Oh, and like, I guess... If he did something really bad,
like,
yeah.
If he did something like bad, not just like was rude.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I think, like, listen, if they cheated on you, every breakup sucks.
But it'll be, yeah, like he cheated on me and then you find out that they dated when they were like 17.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this happens with The Bachelorette all the time, is like a few of the characters you hear. And it doesn't happen as much with The Bachelor. Like, it's just... We have the shows to compare, so you,
yeah.
I'm just saying this is one of the, and it's always like, kind of the ickiest part of The Bachelorette is like, you hear from a girlfriend who's like, yeah, I hate him because he left me after 2 years of dating. You're like, well, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
But like, what do you?
You that, know, I.
Yeah.
And I think, like, especially the girls that are like, oh yeah, we went on a date once, and he was just such a dude, like. Shut up.
Come on. You know,
get out of here. Like, who cares?
It also says his Instagram bio interests include real estate, stocks, fitness, nutrition, boxing, basketball, and animals. So, like, he's definitely a douche, but...
Yeah, he's picked all the... It's like he like, just picked all the douchey items off the floor. He's like, oh, is that stocks? Yeah, that's an interest of mine.
Yeah, putting stocks in your... Instagram bio as an interest.
He like Googled it and was like, what are the things that I should put in my Instagram bio to seem,
well, that's
masculine.
That's what straight guys do, is they're like, oh, women like money and they like guys who, you know, like, these interests are things that he says to get women. So it is like, oh, stocks, because no one's gonna like, oh, well, what stock, you know, like,
yeah,
what stock are you into this week? AMC,
GameStop.
That, yeah, GameStop. Okay, that was a thing a month ago. What's this week? What's the new hot stock? And he'd be like, I, and his head would explode.
I think he'll probably make it pretty far based on looks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gorgeous. He's absolutely gorgeous.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Next, we have Brandon, who...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is my first time seeing these pictures.
There's always someone that starts a band, right? There's always someone that's a musician.
He looks like... Yeah, looks like he's in a band. The necklace around his neck just seems very, like...
He looks like a youth group leader.
You know what he looks like?
I'm done for. Not a youth group leader.
You know what he
like,
looks
like? He's like, hey, guys, you know what's really cool? Jesus. Yeah. Let's rock out for Jesus.
He looks like, you know, in a sitcom where they go, where they look back 15 years and they like are like do like a flashback episode to them in college and they put them in different wigs. Like, he looks like he's wearing the wig of 90s him.
Yes, he looks like he's wearing a wig. He has like a bowl cut.
He looks like
if
Chandler
he is wearing
Bond
a wig, we apologize. I mean, maybe we've come to find out he's like one of these TikTokers that like shows you has like come out about being bald. Have you seen those TikTokers?
No.
There's like a whole TikTok thing of men basically saying that they're bald and showing with their experience of having a hair piece put on. You haven't seen these?
No, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm a Marvel TikTok. I have Marvel butts and bald TikTok.
Yeah, mine are mostly just like girls saying their outfit details.
seems right.
My favorite TikTok right now, and I want to like impersonate it in my own TikTok, is the woman who's an influencer who takes you through her day. And she's like, so I ate this, and then I love this one coffee place. And then I went to Bumble and Bumble, and I got my hair done. And it's like all the different things.
With what hours in the day?
They do, because like it's a trend. This is so off topic, but it was so funny this morning, where they're like, my shirt is from Old Navy, my pants are from American Eagle, but these girls didn't want to... They're all, she's like, my shirt is from Long John Silver's, my pants are from Best Buy, my shoes are Balenciaga, and they're like ripped up socks. And she's like, and my hat is from the hardware store down the block. And they like go through all of their sorority saying made up shit, which, listen, when a sorority like girl is funny like that,
I'm here for it. I'm a fan. So we all hate Brandon.
Brandon's going to go home on the first night. Let's be
Brandon
honest.
Brandon should be sent home on the first night to think it's about what he did. It's with the string hair. Necklace.
I mean, the necklace, again, his right arm that's being hit, he has an annoying bracelet, too. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get some kind of a DM that's like, his necklace is actually a ring from his dead whoever.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
but at first glance, I'm not here for the necklace.
He used the promo code for Movement Watches. We get it. This guy, I don't know, not into it.
Now we have Brendan, who is honestly went hard on Facetune.
Wow. I mean, and again, to the audience, this is my first time seeing these people's faces, and sometimes it's a jar, right? We're having jarring reactions. I mean, this guy, like, he went so hard on Facetune that you don't know where his chin and neck begins and ends. Like,
his face looks like mush.
this man looks like...
I mean, I would date him in a second.
You would?
Well, yeah, I could tell Kay would date him, I know for a fact, because
he looks like a Walmart gay.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, he looks like a Walmart Chris Evans.
Oh, kind of, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got the kind
like
eyes.
Like a Dollar
he's got
Tree Chris Evans. But
the kind eyes. I'm sick.
It's the teeth for me.
Well, also, this shirt is not a good... Is not a... This type of shirt is not
that type of shirt is a nightmare. Unless you are have the best physical specimen in history, you should not wear this shirt. Trust me.
You can't wear a waffle shirt if you're not 1% body fat. Like that is the, you know, totally right, Chris. I mean, this shirt, it's a disaster on him. But if it was on me, I would look like I have like 7 boobs. Like it would just like my whole body would be boob.
Just boob. All right, let's move on to Christian.
Speaking of boobs, I feel like he's
rich.
A guy that's like boobs.
No. Christian, 26, from Newburyport, Massachusetts, looks like he has money, honey.
Dual
Nobody wears those
real
collared
and life
cardigans
coaching.
Unless you have money.
He comes for money.
He's definitely in the Newburyport area. That's the type of building that would be in that area, Massachusetts. The one thing I'll say about him, great hair. So jealous of this guy's hair. It's like a Matthew McConaughey type of hair that I'm jealous of anyone who can grow it out, go short. Like, there's choices to be made. I got one choice. I have Jew all the time. And it's
just what it is.
Just what it is. And sometimes I'll push it to the side. This guy, I got a lot of hair jealousy. Yeah, the sweater stinks. I mean, he's got the old man, the new young man, old man sweater, which is not I'm not into that look.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he looks good, though. I think he's kind of cute, but
he's
also feel like I could bully him. I don't know.
He's one of those guys that, it wouldn't surprise me if he's 5'6 or 6'5. I don't know.
I
what
think
he
he's 5'6. I'm not getting the tall vibe.
Yeah, his shoulder stature seems.
Yeah. But who knows? Next, we have Cody, who's wearing the same shirt.
Hold on. If we could go back for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a big one. When anyone's bio says they have dual careers, that means they have zero careers. So it says dual career in real estate and life coaching, that means you are neither of those things. Because if you were great at real estate, you'd just be, and right now is the time to be in real estate. Like let's say that he's just a broker, like a house, he sells houses. It's the time to be selling houses.
Yes.
Or you're not working hard enough in that. You don't like it. And you become a life coach. And you just, you know how you become a life coach? Just say you're a life coach. That you're done. You're ready.
Yeah. What this says to me is his parents, his dad owns like a big real estate company. So yes. He has his real estate license.
Like interns there. And
yeah. Like life his life coaching side. Is like, you know what you need? A new house. Let me introduce you to my dad.
Yeah.
What the hell though? Like this, his Instagram bio reads that he has dual careers, which could come in handy should he ever receive the dreaded 2-on-1 date. What?
How does that come in hand? What? You're going to do life coaching?
Get yourself
for one and
sent home immediately. Yeah. Okay. Next we have Cody, who's wearing the same shirt as Christian, but with a different over the top outer garment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This looks like a picture that was taken at a friend's wedding where he had a woman take it for his dating profile.
Yeah. He's like,
I need a date. Yeah. A friend's wife took this as a dating profile picture.
Finish your zip pack. The plastic bags you store your leftovers in.
See, I don't know what that means. I'm here for a manager for Zip Pack, but I feel like that's not the vibe I'm getting from this man.
That's not the vibe I'm getting from this man.
I want like a grocery store Joe vibe if you're going to say you're a manager.
Yeah, he looks
Zip Pack.
Really nice. Like I want him to have like a kind job. I don't know.
I don't know. He's rubbing me you know, suburban playboy type, like this, yeah. Like there's this brand of dude that's
suburban
like,
playboy.
Yeah. Killing it in the suburbs.
Montclair,
like he has
New
that
Jersey. That's exactly yeah. The vibe of Montclair, New Jersey.
Exactly. Like you're killing in the sub, in the suburbs. That's my,
honestly, opinion. Suburban playboy. I die for that a little bit.
Speaking of,
Connor B.
Yeah, this, I mean.
Which we, there's two different spellings of Connor. Connor, I'm already seeing this. All right, Connor B.
As in, Connor B is not for me.
Yeah. Can we just say both Connors?
Both Connors, not going to happen.
I think Connor C is like kind of hot, though.
You do?
Connor C. His
He's
beard looks a little
Oklahoma.
Scraggly for
He's
me.
He's got like a Midwest vibe to him. He used to date a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
Kay is like, that well, makes him hot.
Well, that he is credibility.
This should tell every man, that straight dude, like what is being looked at by, like, it's funny that Kay was turned on Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
I was like, oh.
Like, I'm into this guy. He looks
hot.
Like he could, like, fix my sink.
He can pull a hot girl. So,
well, I this should say everything about Connor B, that we literally just went over him like not like
I think that Katie will do the same
completely.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Chris, this is the first time you mentioned Katie. I haven't even thought of any of these guys for her.
Yeah.
Have you? Bless you, Kay.
Thank you. No, I forgot that I was looking at guys for Katie, and I thought I was just looking at contestants, and I'm wondering. I'm like, Who are the guys that are going to be, you know, good for her?
Well, there's going to be one.
Connor C.
The problem is I'm looking at Connor B and he has the I'm going to be the funny guy look to him. Like, I mean, his shirt is too much undone. He hasn't taken care of the collars. It's just an atrocity. But
he needs to have an undershirt also. He's not wearing an undershirt and it's too thin of a button up to do that.
Yeah, you can see his skin straight through the fucking shirt.
And his chain is down to his navel. There's a chain on there. So, but I think funny guy will do well with Katie's season. I have a feeling.
Connor
C looks like he's out of the funny. Box guy. He can like chop wood. Connor C has it going on.
Chris is really pushing for Connor C.
All
I
right.
really am. I'm here for him.
Well, let's
now
keep
we have
going.
David. First of all, love the backdrop. We're in Nashville. I knew we were in Nashville just because of that Batman looking building.
He's from New York originally, it says.
Right. He's cute. Very uncomfortable in the photo.
Also very
not when his picture taken.
No.
Nashville is like a beautiful city, but not a beautiful skyline. So I wouldn't have taken the photo here.
Well, he should have stayed away from the river. The river's not exactly. It's like, you ever been in New Orleans? You ever look at the water in New Orleans? You're like, ugh, get away from this. Water's depressing me. It kind of the same with this.
Yeah.
But I would say I do agree with Kay. Uncomfortable in the picture, but I think he's got a great body because even uncomfortable, he looks good.
Yeah,
also,
agreed.
Uncomfortable in the pictures usually means he's like hot in real life.
Yeah. And now the next one is an old man. No, I'm looking at an ad. Hold on. I'm in South Carolina, so I'm getting an advertisement that is served to like South Carolina, and I have to send you the picture. Hold on. I legit...
Wait, I can't wait.
Okay, I'll send
take
you guys a picture.
Screenshot
go on.
Of
you
it.
Guys keep going. I'm taking a screenshot.
Okay, so... we have Dennis, who, first of all, I'm like jarred because the picture is very close.
It's very close and his eyes perfectly match his shirt.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis is cute.
He's cute, though.
I don't know why, but there's
a
cross around the neck.
And he's a police officer.
So, yeah.
But I let him pull me over, am I right?
Yeah. Am I right? Yeah, he's cute. Anytime I immediately see a cross around the neck, that is a certain type of
Well, dude. That's another thing that we forgot to mention in the beginning of this. There's God people that come on this show. Like,
right.
There's veteran, former athlete, God person, sister, sister made me apply, guy who's been watching for 1,000 years. And then, you know, St. Pete, San Diego, you know, I just sent you guys the picture of what
Jared,
I saw.
Jared, I'm dead. Literally, like
I don't know.
DMV,
I know this is a listening entertainment show and people at home can't see. But he
guys,
literally,
I'll post it on the Insta. OK, I'll post it in like, the story so that you guys can see what Jared thought was a contestant.
It was a free
ad. Well, because
ad.
I keep scrolling up and I'm like, and just like. I didn't like for a half a second. I was like, "Oh my god, how fun would that?" I'm like, "Katie's gonna go with this guy." I could see Dennis has the look that like I feel like Katie's gonna.
I agree.
The picture is up close, but this guy feel you know he's outside. I feel like Katie's gonna be into this guy.
Yeah,
let's go to Gabriel,
35 from Charlotte. He's no stranger to reality TV.
Yeah, he was in a Bravo show called Make Me a Supermodel. Oh, so God. Obviously this man is not here for the right reasons.
He looks like John Mayer coming off of like a pharmacy of different drugs.
He looks like John Mayer after a crash diet.
Yeah, this guy,
he's going to be a douchebag.
He's going to be a douche. There's no question. I mean, the only way you go on multiple reality shows is if you know how to kind of like sing, dance, and dust for a casting producer. And I would assume this guy knows what he's doing.
I mean, he has pink pants on and a navy blue shirt. He's trying too hard. This is all try hard.
And especially the other show was Make Me a Supermodel. So,
yeah. Like, the guy before him, Dennis, is sitting there with like a real smile. Like he just seems like a real guy. You know, the cross on the neck. I'm not like sitting here waiting for, you know, to pray before the season like Matt James. But that's who you are. That's fine. This guy, it feels very much an act. Even the half grin annoys me. It's
doesn't feel real.
But it does feel like he's going to last. You have to figure out, like, Victoria played that card so hard of, like, I'm going to be the dramatic one that we just, like, got annoyed with it. Some people are better at it than others. I think this guy's going to be pretty good at it.
Garrett.
Hot.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Garrett. Redhead.
Like,
Garrett's
gorge.
A good-looking dude. I don't know. Garrett looks like if he turned and did a side profile, he might be the skinniest person alive. Like, he's wide.
Like, he looks tall, like, though. Garrett looks like
door.
He would be tall.
Yeah, very tall.
He
looks tall.
Wait.
That's
so
tall,
if she
man.
Doesn't want Garrett, I'm reaching out to Garrett.
Okay.
Kay probably already did.
Kay calling dibs.
Dibs.
Okay. This next
Greg,
guy looks...
Bye.
Greg is... Did you say bye?
Yes.
Oh my God. I think he's, I have seen all these men before many times. Let me tell you, I have such a crush on Greg. He's my number
really?
One.
Really?
What?
Greg looks like he's going to tell you about cryptocurrency. Like it just, I can see non-fungible tokens just coming, rolling off of this guy's tongue.
He bought this coat because his mom told him to.
Okay. Well, now you guys are making fun of my actual boyfriend. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, what he looks like to me, I thought he looked nice. He has a kind face.
He does. He looks literally looks like every guy I've been on a date with from like Hinge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this guy looks like he's Jewish guy you didn't know was Jewish. Like he definitely looks like someone that would go. It definitely looks like someone would go, yeah, Greg's my friend from camp. Like that. He has that look to me.
Yeah.
agree. Also, he was supposed to be on Claire's season.
Oh, really?
Oh.
But something happened with COVID.
Yeah, he dodged that bullet. Okay.
Dodged that. That was a shit show. All right. Well, now we have Hunter, who it's a lot to take in. He's a 34-year-old demon.
I just think it's so funny to look at someone's picture. Okay. Nothing take a breath. I know you thought, because I look, his tattoo does not go with his face. Let's just say
the tattoo doesn't go with
the face.
Speaking
of Christian youth group leaders.
Right. Yeah, he's 34. He's a divorcee. He's a father of two. And he's on TikTok with 61,000 followers.
Now I hate him even more. He has more followers than me.
Him.
Fuck him. Yeah, I don't like TikTok dad. TikTok dad is, it's just too easy a play. You take videos of the kids. What are the kids doing? I don't understand anything. It's an easy play. I get it. But I got a tattoo. I'm cool dad. I'm a dad with a tattoo. I like music. Look at my hair. It looks like I should be on Zach and Cody. No, I'm out.
Yeah, he looks like he would be auditioning for The Voice.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, he's probably a divorcee because he posts too many TikToks. He's like, I don't have time for my marriage. I'm on TikTok. I have 61,000 followers. I got to keep up with the content.
Okay, next we have James. And I don't want to be mean, but if this was the MTV show Next, I would say Next.
Yeah, he looks too, his arms, very steroidy.
Yeah,
like he looks used like to be a fitness model.
Yeah, he looks like he lifts too much to speak.
And that he would like judge me for having a cheat day.
Yeah. Not into it.
And then we have Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
I mean.
All of us. Oh, my God. Yikes. I mean.
Jeff looks like he's the prince of a lesser known, you know, European nation and like the protagonist in the movie is a princess who's being given away to him, and we all don't think she should marry him.
I'm trying to be nice and not like just totally shit on Jeff, but there is
listen
just,
how old I is put, Jeff 100
I put all of these guys in the story, okay? And Jeff had the most shares by far. He had like 3,500 shares. So you guys are just as fucked up as we are. So don't you dare come for us.
This is one of those hilarious non-compliments that like it's a dig, but you can like you could say it to someone's face. You'd be like, Jeff, you have a very shareable face.
You have a very shareable face. The thing is that when people share stories, they're either sharing, especially like personal ones, they're sharing it because they're either in it or because they're making fun of you.
Sure. They either think you're really hot or they're making fun of you. Or yeah.
Let me defend Jeff for 1 second. He has a good body because this is another type of material that shouldn't be good on. It would look horrible on me that he's actually pulling off. So Jeff has a good body. This picture is taken way too close to his head, and his head is closer than his body. So the depth perception of this picture, Someone did him a disservice as this being the picture he sent in. But the problem is also Jeff thinks this is a good picture because he did approve it. So I think he's better looking than the picture. I don't think this does him justice. I think also
he was set up for failure.
He was set up for failure. And I think if he was wearing a hat, he goes up 2 whole points.
Yeah, I agree. Like a backwards hat.
Yeah, well, some type of golf like hat, maybe.
Maybe like a knit cap.
Something, I don't know. Nick Cap would be old guy trying to look young. He is 31 or 45. But no, he's 31.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. We spent a lot of time.
To Jeff's son, John.
All right, John. I mean, you didn't even have to say pilot, and I already like thought it. Mm. And he's training to be a pilot. He has pilot face, very clean cut, like he, like fresh out of the Barbie box, like a Ken doll.
Yeah, he's very angular, and his body is, he's got a swimmer's body. It kind of just, it's like a, you know, a triangle of a body. Which,
but he's got that tattoo on his arm that says, I have fun.
Sure. He might be a size 27 waist.
But what is that tattoo up? Because it kind of looks like...
Oh, it looks like the, you know, the circle with the
triangle. Pentagram? I don't know. Isn't a pentagram to worship the devil?
I don't think
so. We'll figure out, I guess, John.
Listen,
I'm calling John tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think so. If it is, then these casting producers are getting worse somehow. They didn't.
Somehow, I don't know. Worse.
I didn't think they could get worse, but they've somehow gotten worse. Let's go to Joshua.
All right, Joshua, cute, great picture. This is a great
Joshua,
photo.
Great picture.
Joshua, like a Lululemon ad.
Yes. He's not a realtor, but he could be. That's what I'm getting.
Joshua seems like a good... I trust Josh right away.
Trust him, but he does say he's a fan of donuts, but I feel like Josh is the type of guy that would say he likes donuts, but actually would never actually eat one in front of you.
Yeah, yes. Josh takes one bite, tastes it, and then spits it out and goes, it's the same as eating it.
Yes, that's Josh.
Okay, Justin, which I feel like he's in the same place as Jeff when they took these pictures of each other.
Yeah.
In this like weird desert. He's cute. What does it say?
A painter with artwork that ranges from nude portraits to landscapes.
Oh, Katie's going to love him. I can tell.
This is a guy that's like, I'm really digging your vibes.
Yeah. There's going to be something. She keeps him around. I have a feeling.
So he's from Maryland, but here he is in the desert somewhere, like in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, but okay. How old is that picture? All right.
Or how
Carl.
New is that picture? Are they already there?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. All right. Carl. From Miami, obviously you had to get the picture on the balcony of his Miami apartment.
I'm not a fan of this shirt for Carl. I think he could have picked a better shirt and we'd be like it would raise his game a little bit. What do you guys think?
The whole picture needs a new angle.
Yeah. There feel like there's no like life behind the eyes.
Yep.
Mm.
Like there's not.
That's a dead behind the eyes look.
It's a dead behind the eyes kind of a smile. he's the founder of his own personal growth firm, Next Level Success.
Okay.
What the fuck is your own personal growth firm?
We're just making shit up. Legitimately, like half of jobs now are just figuring out the marketing angle of what you tell people your job is. Like, it's like again, if your job takes more than a word to say, it is not a job at all to me.
Fair.
I also am sick of bachelor people giving me life advice.
I know.
I no longer need that from
somehow them. Getting 2,000 Instagram followers made you believe that you were saying something, but really we just liked looking at you.
Yeah. All right, now we have Kyle again with the waffle shirt. This is it's kind of just hanging on his body.
I wonder if they like told them. He looks like he would be the like romantic interest in a Hallmark movie, or like he's like the girl's best friend, and then at the end she realizes it's been him all along.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that does. And he kind of has that look to me of like Captain America before he went into the growth thing.
Before he got like injected.
Jacked up. Yeah. Because he looks little to me, which
he does.
Like, his neck is big. His head doesn't. You get to his neck and you go, oh, he's going to be a jacked up dude. And then he's not.
I'm like kind of into him. I feel like he'd be like fun to. I don't.
He looks
like
with the desert.
He'd be nice to like lay next to in bed. Maybe not have sex with, but to sleep with. Like
definitely
actually
not
sleep.
To touch, but maybe cuddle.
Yeah, like a snuggle. He also describes himself as the original golden retriever. So,
ew.
I feel like everything we're saying is spot on.
Sure.
All right, Landon.
Landon is the other original golden retriever, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I.
Landon doesn't know
hair.
What to do with himself.
Or his hair.
Yeah, his hair. He made a decision up top and then made a totally different decision on the side.
On the side. And,
he's a high school basketball coach.
I mean, good for him. I don't know what coach I'm taking. I don't know how I could take a coach seriously that has multiple lanyards around his wrist. Like I can't.
The bracelets are too much.
You're doing sprints. You know, like I can't see him saying that.
But he also has like young life leader vibes.
Yes.
I think it's
yeah,
the, but
he's going to be a first nighter, I think.
The first nighter.
I mean, you can see through his shirt. It's not. Well, none of it works.
Speaking of shirts, we get back to our favorite maroon tee.
Yeah.
with
okay,
Marcus.
But Marcus could get it.
Marcus could get it. Yeah.
Marcus, good looking dude, strong guy. You could tell.
You can see his chest.
Cute face.
Yeah. It is lifted.
He's 30 like from Oregon.
Oregon? Like it's like in
don't
like
act
geometry
like it's the first
class.
Time you ever heard that pronunciation.
Like a hexagon.
Marcus is sticking around because he's gonna have a lot in Katy with Pacific Northwest, all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
good looking.
Yeah,
dude.
I bet he's gonna get very far. You can tell.
Yeah,
I hope
okay,
so,
Marty.
Oh, okay. This is an interesting look because I don't think we ever get. Interesting looking people on here. They're always like the same plain. Sure. I'm yeah. loving this vibe. Very like it feels like it was pulled straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, the dangly earring.
The dangly earring. Even like just the haircut and the chain and the
rings. Too many
the
rings.
Denim.
It's a lot of rings. I mean, this guy has made some decisions. And
he has a snake ring on his middle finger.
Yes, he does. That well, that's the thing. Like Kay, you're right. Like we look at those other guys with like the one wrist, you know, with the one bracelet, and you don't buy it because you're like, dude, it looks like you picked up the bracelet at Urban. Like,
yeah.
This guy looks like Marty. It feels authentic to him, even though it's not yes. a look for me. It does feel authentic to Marty.
He
and that is one of those things that you just can't explain. Like when someone just. Feels right to you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Marty's going to kill it on this show, but he no. definitely, it's hard to make fun of the look when he's definitely feels like he's living.
He's
the
being
look.
True to himself.
Yeah.
Marty also doesn't do, so he's a model and he doesn't do nude photo shoots.
Me neither, Marty.
Same.
I might.
Actually, I do.
Every now and again.
Every now and then I have a nude
is
photo shoot.
Is your money green?
All right, now we have Michael A just looks like he got pulled off of a cruise ship like with his bucket hat and pina colada.
He's 36, single father and widower, you bitch.
Oy. How could you, Kay?
Well, that's sad.
Very sad, but I mean
kind of
it still does not discount the polo that he's wearing.
You look at this guy. He looks more like he'd work on the show than he'd be on the show. And you're like,
oh, yeah.
Why? He looks like someone you'd follow on Instagram because he's like, oh, I'm a former producer of The Bachelor and gives you insider's info. But it's funny that you like look at him. You go, why is he on the show? And then you go, widower, father of one. You go, okay, the story makes sense. Like there are stories to tell, you know, like they're in the storytelling business. This goes into that archetype thing of like, this happens.
He also is an entrepreneur who owns a charity.
He just looks like he owns a home in Myrtle Beach. Okay. I don't know. The shirt is
he lost his
me.
Wife, Kay.
I know.
He's like, that doesn't mean he doesn't live in Myrtle Beach. It also doesn't say where he's from.
Does not change his location.
Mike
okay.
from the sea.
Wow, Mike, he's cute. But you
think I have the exact opposite taste in men, which I think we've discovered before.
I am like a ping pong ball. I can't believe who you guys are into and not into. Like, I can't believe it.
Wait, you like Mike P or no?
I don't think this is a...
I don't like him.
I'm not
into it. The cross
is
a little jarring for me personally, and...
he looks like he's like he would wake you up and be like, hey, babe, let's go for a run on like the day, your like second date.
Oh, yeah. On like the morning of your wedding, he's like, "Let's go for a let's go for a ride."
Yeah,
wedding 5K.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's cute, but now that I'm looking at the whole thing together, it's a lot.
Yeah, let's go to Courtney because
oh my
this
god, the spelling of the name.
The spelling of the name is tough. It's gonna be tough on my iPhone.
Tough.
It's like just every time I put Courtney, it just auto corrects to question or, quarantine. Like it's like he's fucking with us.
Yeah.
After quarantine, you can't come on with Q-U-A-R.
Like somebody would do a parody. Somebody would do a parody with this name, like Courtney. And then you'd see like this spelling pop up. Like Jared, I mean, could see you doing this.
Yes. This is this picture, whoever took it and was like, we're done. Couldn't wait until the wind died down because the shirt.
I was gonna
not
say it's either
fit.
Terrible face tuning or awful wind.
If it's face tuning, my god. If it's wind, again, my god. Like my I can't.
Like, it's got to be wind because look down at the bottom. It's like opened from the wind.
Or just like crop it a little bit. Fuck.
It's bad. It is not a good picture.
No, it takes away from everything. I can't even look at him without looking. I can't not look at the shirt. And it does his body a disservice.
Courtney's mother has passed, so we're all assholes again.
R.I.P. Sorry.
What does that have to do with taking a picture in the wind?
Like, thank you.
Nothing.
My point made with Myrtle Beach.
Okay, I gotta go. I can't say this.
Tanner.
Another bad picture.
Ugh. This is like
Tanner
a bad
looks like,
headshot. Like,
Tanner looks like one of those bald guys that gets new hair. On TikTok.
On TikTok.
That's what the hair, all the hair looks like that. That like poof comb over that the guy from a few seasons ago had that went on Siesta Keys.
Oh, Robbie. Robbie.
He's on Siesta Key?
Yeah, he was for like a second.
Also, this guy's shirt doesn't fit. It's just not happening.
This literally looks like a headshot, like an actor headshot that hasn't been retouched.
Yeah,
and they're like, we need just like a straight, boring guy, and this is who gets sent in.
But he's a CEO
of a company called Dye Is Life Beer Dye.
Gross.
He makes the green beer dye that bars use on St. Patty's Day.
Listen, if that's how you make your money, that's like one of those fun things to be like, I hear he's the guy. You know the dye they put in beer on St. Patty's. He's the heir to that fortune. Like that's kind of a fun story. But
there's
only one person that's good, like that is winning. If it's like a shark, like that's either like I've been doing it 30 years and we're the people that do the dye and the beer, or he's a Shark Tank contestant who's like, so are you tired of having just your regular beer? What if it could be purple? And you're like, get the fuck out of here. This isn't happening. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Thomas.
Okay, so
Thomas. See, I think Thomas is a good-looking dude.
Yeah, I feel like Thomas would be like, the first question he would ask you is like, when's the last time you cried? And
the thing like about Thomas, it says in his bio that his Instagram bio says smarter than the average bear, which is a very gay reference.
Interesting.
I've never heard a straight guy.
Bear is in it.
Just bear? Yeah.
Well, I've never heard a straight guy refer to himself as like.
Well, smarter than the average bear is also from a cartoon.
Oh, see, that's how gay I am.
That's how gay you are. You're taking any normal phrase
and being like. I thought he was talking about
like
the gay trope of a bear.
No, smarter than the average bear is Yogi Bear.
Oh.
That's literally what, you know, because he was smart. Yeah.
Well, fuck me then.
All right. Let's move that.
And I'd let
him. Next one.
Trey.
No, he's good looking.
Trey.
What do we think of accent marks on names? Are we pro, against?
I don't mind it. I mean,
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Does Beyonce have an accent? I'm not against it, obviously. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Okay. What if I just ceased to exist just now? just disappeared. I didn't mean it. And then I turned to dust. No, I'm not against it. Like in the, like just when I see like Americans with it, and you're like, are you, did you do this or were you born with this? I'm always questioning.
Right. No, I hear you.
Did the accent mark hit you at 23 or, you know, what age?
This article is grasping for straws. Like a close zoom in on his Avi picture suggests he was a groomsman at a wedding.
So he's ready. That's the first.
He's been
you know,
to a wedding
that's,
before, guys.
Listen, you. That's how it works. You start as an attendee, then you become a groomsman, then you become a groom. That's how it goes. This is the hierarchy of life.
All right, Victor.
Last one.
Victor, like, looks like he would try to make you go vegan tomorrow.
Yeah.
He looks like
cold
he would,
turkey.
He's like HGTV. Like, we're going to flip this house and save these people while saving the bees in their backyard.
Victor, I don't think the beard is for him.
No, just clean shape. Like, but I think if he lost the beard, I think he would
not
look too skinny. Like, I think his face would wither away.
That is a thing where beard either slims you down or buffs you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fills you out or it thins you down. And this one's this is a fill out beard. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, like Matt James, his beard is super thick and it made his face look heavier.
Yeah, he didn't need it. His face doesn't need the beard. Like,
no.
Yeah. This ain't, I don't know what to do with Victor. His face looks like he like just chugged a bunch of cigarettes before he came on this.
Chugged. And get some kombucha to wash him down. Yeah. Okay. So now that we've gone through all the guys, I want to know who your guys' favorite pick is. And maybe who or who you think Katie would fit best with. I don't know. Should we do both? You guys want to do both?
Let's do both.
Mine is the same. I feel like Marcus for me and for Katie.
Marcus. I'm scrolling back down to Marcus because I need to. Oh, my God. I got worried because I thought it was like Mike P or Michael A. Okay, so I like Bao. I'm still leaning in with that. I'm also biased. I think he's super hot. But I think Bao is my favorite. But I think the best for Katie would be David, the one who's in Nashville with the ugly water behind him. I like David for Katie.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I have to say it. I like Jeff the most. I feel for him. That picture did him a disservice. We crushed him here. He got the most shares.
Jeff.
I think
you
Jeff is
be saying Jeff.
Listen, I got to give this guy redemption. I think he was. I think it's going to be okay.
I'm sitting here in silence, just staring like, huh?
I don't know. I think
this is a political move on Jared's part.
Well, I'm preparing myself to make fun of Jeff for 16 straight weeks, and I gotta give
he's
him.
He's not
some...
gonna be there for 16 weeks.
Please,
I'm not. I'm gonna make fun of him for 16.
Take
no,
the time while you can.
I think Garrett is gonna do well with Katie. I think that's gonna be Garrett,
oh,
the
yeah.
redheaded guy, tall.
Oh right, Garrett. Hot.
His smile seems like he's laughing at himself or even going on the show. I think that's the type of person that Katie is going to end up with, someone who's a little bit self-realized, a little aware. And I'm saying this from a picture, but he has awareness to him in that picture.
Wait,
and Jeff's my favorite because he seems so unaware that it'll be fun to make fun of.
Watch him be like the winner. Mm-hmm.
I know. Right?
God, we America's feel like sweetheart. Dicks. Like we got 3 weeks after the show, we're like, well, Jeff is now the, you know, now a congressman.
Shutting down our podcast. Yeah, we're talking shit about him.
Sorry. You all seem
Instagram.
To love him. So listen, this has been a fun season. I've had a blast with you guys. Thank you for letting me come onto the show. We're gonna take a little bit of a break, right, Kay?
Yeah, we'll be back. So we're going to take April off, but we will be back early May, right before the show starts, too. Hopefully we'll have the bios of these guys. And Jared, we can get your full bros breakdown and we can, you know, get into it a little
coming.
Bit more. It's coming.
It's my favorite thing to write in the world, but it takes a week of me locked inside. You know, by the end of the week, it's just men's pictures up on my wall, and coffee cups everywhere,
red string all over the wall.
Exactly. It looks like I'm who trying to figure who? Out a murderer. So it's it is my life's work. So I'm excited. But this has been such a fun season, guys. Thank you.
Yes, this has been fun. We will be back early May, but make sure to rate, review, subscribe, share us on your Instagram story. Chris will still be running the Bachelor Instagram account, giving you all the tea that's going on, you know, while the season isn't happening. So stay up to date on that at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. You can also follow me at K York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And me at Jared Freed.
All right, guys. Thanks for the great season, and we will see you in May.
Betches.